But as not promised, I said it was going to be Marsha.
Oh, well.
My apologies. It is Karen Pickard.
Karen, yes.
I apologize. I did not have that right, so that's on me. And in all fairness, I looked at the email that Marsha sent, thinking it was from that she was going to be coming in.
Right.
And the title of the email is Tuesday Show with Karen.
Oh, okay.
So it's not her fault. It's on me. I just didn't look at the subject of the of the email. I just saw that it was from Marsha, so I thought Marsha was the one who was coming out here today, and I apologize, but I'm really happy to see you.
It's good to see you. It's good to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back, and I thought it was your turn to come in. I mean, you guys sometimes do the show together, and then sometimes you alternate, and I know Marsha was here last week, so I'm happy to see you this week,
yeah.
And we got a lot to talk about, so let's not waste any time. Let's dive into some of what we're discussing. I mentioned the emotion guilt. Yes. What are we talking about with guilt?
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago when I was here last, I talked about the four types of dementia, and what that does is it leads into a lot of things that people have to struggle with. And one of the things that we see at Oakleaf Village all the time is the guilt that children or loved ones have when dealing with dementia. And it's a sad topic to me because you shouldn't feel guilty during this time. But, boy, it's hard not to. We have guilt over everything.
I mean,
yeah, you don't have guilt because you said Marsha was going to be on the show, but you apologize for
it. Well, yeah, I made a mistake.
Yeah, you make a mistake, but it's kind of it makes people uncomfortable. And all of these are really scary issues, and family members all have to learn to cope one way or another.
Sure.
Remember, nobody ever chose to be a caregiver of their parent.
Right.
That's, or even of their loved one. You don't really... I know in our wedding vows it says for... and health and all that stuff. That's how long ago it's been since I got married. I don't really remember. But, you know, you talk about being with people and taking care of them, but you really don't expect somebody to come down with dementia.
Right.
It's just not something we sign on for, and it's really scary. But one thing I want to stress today is your emotions, whether they're good, bad, ugly, happy, whatever they are all valid because they are affecting you in your daily life. So don't ignore them, and don't try to blow them off, and don't try to say,
sure.
Oh, I'll be okay, it's just fine. No, it's not.
Sure.
You really need to accept your emotions and move with it. I do say one thing, and I would like to stress this to everybody. I stress this to my husband constantly and to my children. Never make promises about, I'll never put you in a home, or I will never not be here for you.
Mm.
You can't guarantee those promises.
Right.
And so many husbands and so many wives have sat in my office throughout the 20 years and said, but I promised my wife I would never do this
right,
to her.
Right, right.
You can't make a promise that you don't know what's going to happen 50 years down the road.
Right.
You shouldn't really make too many promises that you can't promise down 2 days down
yeah,
the road.
Yeah, my kids have already started promising me they are going to put me in a home.
That's right. And so, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, my kids have already said, oh, you're going.
You're going. You
yeah.
just don't know where.
Yeah.
Well, my child always promised me the place under the steps. So
nice.
Like the Harry Potter
yeah,
thing. And that's
nice.
Like, okay, I'm sure I can do that. But, you know, don't ever do that because you don't know what the future's going to bring. Negative emotions surface when you're trying to do this and you try not to judge yourself. You just don't really know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what Marsha was talking about last week with taking away the car. How guilty do people feel when they have to say,
yeah.
Dad, you can't drive anymore?
That's a hard, difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
And it's I didn't feel guilty taking the keys away from Mom because of... I knew I was doing the right thing,
right.
But I still felt guilty because I knew I was taking another step of her independence and another step of her dignity away.
That's right.
And that was not my intention. It was all well-intended, but it's inevitable. There's no way to tell me that does not take away a person's independence.
Absolutely.
It does.
It does, because we are not a society where you can walk to everything.
No.
Even if you live in a city,
no.
People want to drive sometimes. So it's just one of those things. You know, guilt is an overwhelming feeling that we have to deal with. It's a normal emotion that we have to deal with. We feel guilty for a lot of different reasons. You know, you might feel guilty because you're late for an appointment or
right.
snapping at somebody for work. Types of caregiving guilt, though, are a little different. You know, I know my mother would never not be dressed up and never not go out in public without her makeup on, but I just can't get her dressed. I have to put her in pants that I can pull up
sure.
and a sweatshirt. I'm sorry she can't wear her her nice clothes and her earrings and her makeup, but right. it is what I'm having to deal with. And again, you know, I promised my dad I'd never take away the car, but we did.
Yeah.
And it's what happens. How about the guilt of when you're taking care of somebody and you have to get them to the doctor's office and you're impatient? Mother, would you please come on? I am sick and tired of this.
Mm.
You know, we need to get going. You do that with children.
Right.
And you don't feel guilty about it, but you sure do feel guilty, excuse me, when you do that to your parents.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's not very good. Jealousy.
Yeah.
You never think of jealousy as a guilt that a caregiver would have.
Yeah.
But how about being jealous because your friends got to go out last night and I had to stay home and take care of my mother?
Hadn't thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting, that's, okay.
And you get,
and that can cause.
Oh, it can cause all kinds of problems.
Resentment and things.
Resentment.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, or my sister lives in New York and she's not here to help me with mom and she doesn't see. And I'm jealous because my sister got to go to Europe this summer.
Right.
I don't get to go.
Right.
We don't think about jealousy, but it is a very big emotion.
That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Embarrassment. My father has dementia and he has an ugly type of dementia.
Right.
And when he goes out in public, he says and does things that are not appropriate.
Right.
It's horribly embarrassing. And people don't really understand. And even though you think they should, they really don't.
No. And it's really not their job to understand or necessarily know the diagnosis of someone they've never seen before,
right.
met before, and might never see again, but it doesn't make it easier on you.
No, it does
when
not.
You're the one who's the caretaker.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Or caregiver, I should say.
Caregiver, yeah.
Caregiver.
It's just hard. Anger is another one, but that goes along with the jealousy and the resentment. Anger is a real common emotion because you're angry this is happening to you, you're angry it's happening to your loved one, you're angry you can't control it. All of these are honest feelings that we have to accept. And the biggest one that I think I hear is, I can't take care of my loved one anymore, and I'm going to have to move them. And I did what I said earlier. I promised them I would never
right.
do this. And you can't do that. You know, when I grew up, parents took care of their parents in the house.
Right.
It was a different society.
Sure.
People didn't move as much. Houses were bigger. They were more adjusted to people living there. We just can't do that anymore. We're not set
no.
up for it. So you can't feel guilty. And what I tell people when they come to Oakleaf, if you have to move your loved one to an assisted living or to a memory care or wherever it is, don't feel guilty. Be happy that you're doing the thing that's keeping them safe.
Well, and again, if you can take some of the obvious emotion and just take one step back
right.
and try to be as objective as you can for a moment, all you have to do is really ask yourself one question. Am I really doing this for the right reasons?
Right.
And if you know you're doing this because it's best for mom or for dad, then you should be able to at least come to terms with, okay, this is, I'm not saying it's going to make it easier.
No.
But at the same time, at least you understand, you know your heart is in the right place. If you know you can't give mom or dad the care they need outside, but you know they're going to get it at an Oakleaf Village or wherever,
right.
you know that you're doing the right thing. It doesn't make it feel better at the moment, especially when mom or dad is, you know, crying and saying, you promised you wouldn't
do this. Yeah.
Exactly. So
or
that's hard.
You hate me. You don't love me anymore.
Right.
And all that kind
yeah.
of
you
stuff.
Just don't want to see me anymore. You're never
right.
going to come see me. All that stuff.
Right. And that's not good.
And you hear it all the time, I'm sure.
I do.
Yeah.
But I have something before we go to break I'd like to talk about real quick. I have a copy of a version of the Serenity Prayer that I tell everybody,
mm-hmm.
and it's, Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, and that would be the disease and what it's doing to my loved one, the courage to change the things that I can change, and I can only change myself and how I feel and how I choose to deal with my loved one, and the strength to know the difference.
That's powerful.
I mean, it's a very powerful way of looking at it,
yeah.
and I use that a lot. And, you know, when we get back from the break, I want to talk about ways of dealing with these emotions and dealing with these things, because there are ways to cope and there are things you can do to make your life a lot more easy and a lot simpler
yeah.
to take away some of this guilt.
Yeah, and it can be overpowering. So
yep.
stick around. We'll have more for you with Karen from over at Oakleaf Village. It's the Positive Points on Aging on a Tuesday at The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Pfizer shares are higher. Its earnings top forecasts, helped by sales of its COVID-19 vaccine and antiviral treatment. Burger King's parent company, Restaurant Brands, saw business improve in its recent quarter. Its upbeat earnings were helped by strong demand at Burger King. Sales at the burger chain were up more than 10%. It also owns Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen and Tim Hortons. Business at those chains were not as strong as forecast. DuPont's earnings top predictions, but the stock is losing ground after a mixed forecast for its business. Hasbro could be selling off its unit known for Peppa Pig. Entertainment One. An activist investor, Ancora, wants Hasbro to review options for the unit, saying it doesn't fit well with the rest of the business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Run, walk, honor. The Tunnel to Towers 5K Run and Walk in New York City retraces FDNY firefighter Stephen Siller's final footsteps on 9/11. That single event has inspired more than 70 runs, walks, and climbs in different cities across the nation each year. Register for an event in your area or volunteer to start one. Do good and never forget by donating $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T dot...
Pardon me, ma'am. Are you interested in lowering your energy usage and saving money?
Make it quick.
Did you know that Dominion Energy offers heating and cooling rebates up to $750?
That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is. And it comes in handy if your system fails and you need a replacement.
Any restrictions?
For starters, your new equipment must be Energy Star qualified.
That's a good thing.
Go to DominionEnergySC.com and click Save Energy.
DominionEnergySC.com it is. Thanks for the tip.
Certain restrictions apply.
Columbia's Office of Business Opportunities invites you to the 9th Annual Small Business Week Celebration. It's Thursday, May 5th at the Medallion Conference Center, Garner's Ferry Road. We'll celebrate the resiliency of our local businesses. Our theme, we're open for business, celebrating our small business community. Our keynote speaker, former professional boxer and entrepreneur, Monty Barrett. Register at www.columbiasc.gov/OBO. Cost is $25. It includes your lunch. The City of Columbia is open for business and supports our local small business community.
When you're a military veteran with over 40,000 organizations trying to help you, it can be hard to find the right information. That's why AARP brings together valuable resources to help you navigate your options. AARP.org/veterans. With the free veteran employment and fraud prevention resources, caregiving tools, and access to discounts, AARP, on a mission to support veterans, visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Everyone knows that here at The Point, we are all about supporting local businesses. We are all about local, local, local. You cannot get more local than my friend Greg McCoy and his business, Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Fran Halloran here. If you're buying a home or you're looking to refinance your current home, you owe it to yourself to call Greg. He is the real deal. You can expect Greg to treat you like you are his only client. You can expect Greg to scour the market to find you the best rate available. You can expect Greg to charge you a fair price for his work and his service. Why would you deal with some national company headquartered in who knows where when you can do business with Greg? Need further persuasion? Okay, I didn't even mention the good Greg does in our community by supporting local charities like Blue Star Mothers and Camp Chemo. Come on! You need to call Greg. Online at SimplifiedMortgageSC.com, or you can call Greg at 803-722-6044. That's 722-6044.
Honey, did you see the gas prices as you drove home from work today?
I did. They are getting ridiculous.
Good thing for us, we don't have to go anywhere to get our medicine.
That's right. Ever since we switched to True Pharmacy, they have delivered all of our medicine for free.
Not only that, every time we buy anything at True Pharmacy, including our prescriptions, we get loyalty points.
Aren't those great? We get to use our loyalty points to buy other over-the-counter items.
Yes, this month I used them for our multivitamins.
I sure am glad we switched to True Pharmacy. True Pharmacy, two locations to serve you, West Columbia and Columbia on Divine.
Does your kitchen look like a scene out of a 1970s TV show? Is it time to modernize things with a fresh look? Let me strongly suggest you consider my friends over at Stone Interiors. And yes, these are folks I've known a long time, first as their customer and for many years as a partner right here at The Point. They turned our countertops into the centerpiece of our entire kitchen. Stone Interiors checks all the boxes. They're locally owned and operated, so they're here for 20 years and they stand by their work. They have the widest selection of granite, marble, and quartz to go with their incredible workmanship on counters, outdoor kitchens, tile flooring, backsplashes, and a whole lot more. Great selection, tremendous care for their work to go with a design staff to help you from start to finish on your next project. You don't have to have a Brady Bunch kitchen anymore. Climb into 2022. Give yourself a beautiful countertop. Give yourself a great summer with an outdoor kitchen. Go visit and see for yourself online at stoneinteriors.com or give them a call, make an appointment, watch what Stone Interiors can do for you. 461-8950, 461-8950.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hill-West and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
26 East past Lake Maria Boulevard is slow. Shady Grove at Brookstone is slow. We got wrecks at Two Notch at Fire Lane. Also, I-20 East at White Pine. Fuji at Taylor Clearing. You want to avoid that Shady Grove at Brookstone in the Ashford subdivision. Avoid that area altogether. Pretty serious accident slowing things way down. Advanced Vision Clinic in the Village of Sandhills. Want to see clearly without contacts, glasses, or surgery? Dr. Gary White can help with CCT, corneal correction treatment. AdvancedVisionClinic.com. Doug Thomas on the Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
In the Bark Fireside Studio,
it's Kevin Cohen.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back in on The Point. Thanks for hanging out with us here on a Tuesday morning. Erica and John, Your Way Home, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, but we are happy to have our good friend Karen Pickard from over at Oakleaf Village. It's our Positive Points on Aging. It's a feature we do each and every Tuesday morning from 8:30 until 9 o'clock, and we are talking today about guilt, which can be a very powerful, powerful emotion when it comes to taking the parents and taking this or doing that or certain things we described in the first segment that you do when it comes to... Again, you've become the parent, in essence, in many, many ways. And it can be some look at it as the natural cycle of life, but it can be pretty vicious, too.
It can be very vicious, and it's frightening. It's, you know, the whole thing's scary. I don't care what anybody says, and I think you need to own it and just admit that it is frightening. And that's one of the ways to cope, because you got to learn how to deal with these emotions that you might not have really ever felt before. And recognizing the feeling of guilt. You know, you don't think about recognizing guilt, but unrecognized guilt can eat at you. It can pick at you all day long.
Right.
And I'm a great believer, if you got a problem, you got to look at it, you got to face it in the face, and you just got to deal with it from there. And that's one of the things about guilt. Name what your guilt is. Why are you guilty?
Mm-hmm.
Try to understand what that guilt is. I hate myself because I had to do something for my father today, I'm resentful that my dad is making me stay home and take care of him. You know it's not his fault. You know he didn't plan it, but...
And you know the last person that wants it is him.
Right, but you still have that guilt.
Right.
Remind yourself of how fortunate you could be of taking care of your loved one. What an honor that is.
I wish society would stress that more, Karen.
Right.
I really do, because... Now, I will say this. In Judaism, we are taught that. And that is something, and I'm not trying to sit here and say, hey, we get it, you don't.
No.
But, you know, if you look at in Asia, it's taught very strongly.
Buddhism is a huge...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you actually do see in a lot of other societies where parents move in with their families, their kids and their grandkids as they get older, so that the whole family can look after them. But we need to do a better job as a society as a whole of honoring our seniors and honoring, obviously, our parents and grandparents and just our loved ones, and realizing that, look, it all started with them. They did it for us, so why shouldn't we take it? And maybe, God willing, one day your kids will be doing the same for you if you teach them
and
you let them see that you're taking care of your parents.
Right.
They'll feel like, okay, well, that's how it's supposed to be, and they'll look after you one day.
Lead by example.
You betcha.
And you are fortunate. Think of the stories they get to tell you. Even people with dementia can tell you some amazing history and things that you will learn. And it is an honor. So try to find that. People I know who are the happiest caregivers are the ones that have just learned to love what they're doing.
Yeah.
Be compassionate with yourself. don't beat yourself up over this guilt, because, you know, you do feel bad some days. We can't all be at our top every day.
Right.
So when you're feeling gloomy, call a friend and say, I need some help today. And talk it out, get out, go for a walk, do whatever you need to do. But understand that you can't always be chipper and happy. Life
no.
is not that way.
But try to isolate it to yes. where you're not taking it out on the one that's receiving the care.
Yeah, don't take it out on your loved one, because it's not their fault.
No. And I've had to learn that.
Yeah.
I have. I've had to learn that with Mom. It's not her fault. And, I mean, yesterday, her walker... was a problem, and so she called me and she's like, I can't get my walker to move, and I said, okay, I'll come right over after the show. And I went right over. It took me literally 90 seconds to fix what was wrong. And she goes, I called you over for something that was that simple. And I said, it's meant to be. I got a chance to see you.
I got to see you. It's what I'm supposed
to
do.
I said, now I can sit with you for a few minutes and we can talk about each other's day. I said, that's no big deal.
And you can laugh about getting caught in traffic singing loudly.
I told her the story.
So it's great.
The funny thing is, she said, I didn't get a chance to hear your show because I had to keep my promise to you of not walking without my walker. So I couldn't go to turn the radio on. And I said, I'm proud of you.
That's
I said, because
awesome.
I said, old mother would have tried to do that on her own and you'd have broken a promise to me.
Right.
And I said, how badly do you think you'd have made me feel if you'd have fallen while going to turn a radio on to listen to the show?
Right.
I said, so you did the right thing.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. So again, I was very guilty of not necessarily blaming her for her illnesses or her weaknesses, but not being patient enough.
Not being patient.
Yeah.
But you found the moment of joy.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to
absolutely
do.
Absolutely. Find it.
Find that moment of joy in everything.
And it's there.
And also look for the causes of guilt. What's causing you to be guilty? Is it because you don't have enough support? Do you need to look at your family member and say, okay, I cannot do this all my own. You need some help. Do I need to change some actions that I'm doing? Look at the causes. Take action. Don't just sit around and whine about it, but get some help if that's what you need to do.
Sure,
Just do something. Change your behavior to fit your values. Like you said, your values are to take care of your mother. So change your values. Change the way you're approaching it. It's just what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And as I just said, ask for help.
That takes something for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But if you take a step back for just a moment, I always tell people that I can recognize that are in need of some help.
Yeah.
You're doing me a blessing. Mm-hmm. By letting me help you. You know, you're doing something for me.
Right.
Don't look at it as me doing something for you. You're doing me a blessing by letting me help you. A lot of people feel that way if you just give them a chance.
If you give them a chance. And we don't understand that in this society because we think we're being selfish by saying that. But really, you're being selfish by not asking people to help you, I think.
I agree. I really think if you need if you're going through something and you need help with something, we've got to get to a point in our society where we're not afraid or ashamed or embarrassed to ask for help. And that's a much deeper topic for a much deeper time. But it really is a good lesson that you're leaving people with here. And that is, we all have people that care about us. And you'd be so surprised how eager people are to try and help if you just let them know you need it.
Yeah, and I've said this before, but, you know, make those little cards that say, I need the lawn mowed. I need somebody to go grocery shopping for me today. And when somebody says, I need help, instead of trying to come up with something, just hand them a card and say, can you do this for me today? Yeah. It really works, and people do want to help you. Yeah. So you have to understand that. Get help. Go to support groups. Oakley Village's support group is the first Thursday of every month at 6 o'clock at Oakleaf. We're in person again. No more Zoom meetings.
That's great.
It's next week. Actually, it's this week, isn't it?
Right.
Come
2 days
join
from now.
Us this Thursday at 6 o'clock and get some help.
It's there for you if you want it. And again, the big thing that you have to do as a person is you have to be able to look in the mirror and say, doesn't mean I'm less of a person just because I'm admitting that some help. The more you admit that to yourself, the better caregiver you're going to become.
That's right. And the less tired, the less stressed. And you're going to help your family cope too.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yep.
So call
if people
me.
Want you, how do they find you?
803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com. And do come join us for the support group if you can.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ms. Karen. Appreciate it very much. We've got the afternoon drive coming your way a little bit later on today. Of course, got Your Way Home with Erica and John coming up after top of the hour news. Thanks so much for listening in to Positive Points on Aging and for listening to The Point. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev. WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, and fireplaces. Spring sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.